Farage, open borders lobby will use border force petrol bomb attack to shut down action on channel crisis. By Jack Montgomery on October 31, 2022. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has warned that a petrol bomb attack on a border force migrant processing centre will be used by the open borders lobby to try and shut down legitimate discussion of an action against the ongoing channel boat migrants crisis. On Sunday, a man drove to the border force facility in Dover, Kent, which had borne much of the brunt of the channel crisis, and lobbed three petrol bombs towards it, starting a fire. He is then said to have driven to a nearby petrol station, where he tied one end of a rope to a metal pole and the other around his neck before driving off at speed, killing himself. Nigel Farage, who helped to bring the boat migrants crisis to national attention in its early days, described the alleged attacker as a complete and utter lunatic who was clearly upset with what's happening in the English Channel. Although as of the time of publication the authorities have not actually confirmed whether he was disgruntled about the migrant crisis, disgruntled with the border force, or had some other motivation, and his name and nationality, if known, have not been disclosed. This is being used already by all of the groups that seem to think that anyone that wants to come to Britain has to be allowed in. That somehow they're all victims, when we know damn well in the last few months that huge numbers of young men are coming from Albania to join the drugs trade and illegal activity in the UK, Farage lamented on social media. He predicted we would now see a change of language. I've no doubt, from politicians, perhaps even from the Home Secretary. As they cower in fear from anti-borders activists and commentators claiming that rhetoric against the channel crisis has radicalizing people like the petrol bomb attacker. The former UKIP and Brexit Party Supremo was clear that the actions of one lunatic should not be exploited to downplay the gravity of the ongoing crisis in the English Channel. 990 crossed on Saturday, hundreds more came yesterday, they're coming again this morning. The asylum system is at breaking point, Farage warned, saying that on a recent trip to northwest England he found locals were extremely concerned by the fact that almost every hotel in local towns is now full of young, migrant, men. Wandering around the streets, a policy which is now costing British taxpayers some £7 million a day. Public opinion is overwhelmingly against what is going on. Public opinion overwhelmingly wants the government to act, he said, complaining that the newly imposed Premier, Rishi Sunak, had so far done nothing but have conversations with French Premier Emmanuel Macron about getting British presence over on French beaches, something Farage warned would make almost no difference whatsoever to the situation. I just want to say I will not be bullied by the forces of political correctness. I will not be bullied by the hard left, into letting this debate and letting this conversation go even if Westminster doesn't have the stomach for it. Farage vowed, insisting that the Dover petrol bomber, whoever he was, is not representative of immigration hawks like himself who want to have a proper debate about the channel crisis. Who would ever imagine we'd have a situation where people sleeping in bed in villages on the Kent coast now have weapons? Under, their, bed, so scared are they? Farage asked, likely referring to a recent incident in which a boat migrant entered the home of a local woman and demanded he either drive him all the way to Manchester or hand over a phone so he could get in touch with his contacts in the country. This should be declared as a national emergency. Not just a polite conversation with Monsieur Macron. Every single one of those young Albanian men that have come to this country in the last few months should be sent straight back there. And I promise you if the government doesn't do it they will lose the next general election on this issue alone, Farage said. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.